The Beaver Dam High School football team getting ready for their regular season home finale against Kewaskum on Friday night, a game that you can hear on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and watch on Daily Dodge TV. But we really want everyone to get out to Durley Field if you can and support the Golden Beavers. Coach Lindy, we always talk how fast the season goes, but senior night on Friday night, a pretty good group of seniors you have this year. They're going to be honored, right?
Yeah, these kids have just done everything the right way on and off the field. Really, really proud of them, obviously. Really happy for their success this year. And I think just paving the way for the program and showing everybody what hard work can do for you. So excited to honor them and their parents and guardians for all their support over the years as well.
Coach, you mentioned on and off the field. That's what's impressive as well, right? Realistically, a great group of kids all around.
Yeah, we just couldn't have really asked for a better group to come in at the right time as we were starting to rebuild things, and appreciative of their leadership and wanting to take this program to some new heights and just kind of buying into what we had expected from our program and now we just want to send them out the right way and take this journey as far as we can this year.
Coach, you got Kewaskum coming to town this week. I think I was hearing this weekend, obviously, Vanderbilt beat Alabama. Nick Saban had said before, you never eat the cheese because it could be rat poison, I guess, meaning that, no matter what your opponent's records are, maybe you look at it on paper, you have to prepare like it's every other team, don't you, and come ready to play.
Yeah, obviously there's a lot of scouting that goes into each week. But as we've said since really July, our biggest opponent this year is just ourselves. We've got a lot of talent, we've got a lot of potential, and I think when we've been playing our best football, it's when we've been out of our own way. When we've had some slip ups here and there, it's because we were making mistakes, not because other teams were necessarily doing anything to challenge us. So Kewaskum's dangerous. They've got weapons. They run a spread attack, and we've got to be on our A game for sure in all three phases. But as we've said, if we just stay focused on how we get better week in and week out, then we're excited about our potential for the rest of the year.
You've seen a lot of different offenses this year, haven't you, as you journey your way, I guess, heading into week eight?
Yeah, it's been part of the defensive build is to be able to adapt and adjust to every offense we see. So you see a spread team, you see a power heavy team, you see a triple team, you see a wing T team. We try to build a structure that allows us to be versatile against whatever we're going to see. This year, probably more than any other year, we just have personnel that we can change within game or from game to game. And that just gives new kids opportunities to then make a name for themselves. And I've been really proud of a lot of kids who maybe didn't start the season getting as many reps, and now all of a sudden we need a three front or we need a five front and we need a four front. Somebody is stepping up and cashing in on their chances.
Coach, I know you take it one game at a time. Do you at all address the big picture here of what this team's trying to do? Something that hasn't been done here in a long, long time when it comes to the conference and just and accolades like that. Is that addressed at all?
Yeah, every week. Every week we talk about our weekly goals. So when we watch film, we address the 12 weekly goals that we have and how we kind of stacked up compared to how we hold ourselves accountable. And then we evaluate the two goals that the team had created this year. And at the beginning of the year, we said we were going to host a home playoff game and we were going to win a conference championship. So each game then becomes important, right? Every game matters. Doesn't matter if it's a non-conference game, doesn't matter if it's a conference crossover or a conference game. If we want to accomplish those goals, then everything that we do and every practice we have is impactful towards the outcome of those goals. So our kids have put themselves in a great position to accomplish those two goals. But like we said, those two goals can't happen if we have a letdown this week. And so we just got to stay focused on 1-0.
Coach, I don't think I've asked you, but JV1, JV2 this year, what have you seen out of those squads as they develop and hopefully be varsity contributors? Just what have you seen from the lower levels of your high school program?
Yeah, the JV team is having a really nice season. They only lost their first game of the year, and so they've been on a really nice run, getting a lot of production out of a lot of different people, a lot of kids getting playing time, and hopefully, building some confidence in their skills. And then they're around on Friday night to watch what they're going to have to do in the off season to kind of make that jump, to put their body and their mind in a position to, you know, to really get truly meaningful reps on a Friday. So I'm excited for those JV kids to, you know, to kind of grow into their own. And who knows, by the time the season's over, we might be calling on some of them to, you know, to step up for us on Fridays as well. The JV2 team, our freshmen, really, really talented class. They lost one game late that they would tell you they probably shouldn't have lost. But really just a hardworking class that has bought in really early. The freshman class reminds me a lot of our current senior class. Big numbers, lots of talent, a lot of different position groups covered within that class. And you know, we're probably going to have to take a look at some of those kids to maybe earn some meaningful varsity reps as sophomores. So, you know, just really excited about the trajectory of the program, and you know, the future is bright, and that's all well and good, but we're not going to waste too much time thinking about that since this year's just been so darn fun. And like I said, we want to keep it going as long as we can.
Well, it's Beaver Dam and Kewaskum at H.H. Durleith Field on Friday night. You can hear it on ESPN Beaver Dam and watch it on Daily Dodge TV. Again, we want you out there to back the kids in person. Coach, thanks.
You got to wait. Go Beavers.